Matt Greenwood back in the KJF studio with you. KJF Sports Talk beginning here at 4:18. Thank you for sticking around. And now let's enjoy our conversation with Athletic Director of the Herculaneum Black Cats. His name is Jonathan Roop. Coach Roop, John, will alternate names here this afternoon talking to Coach Roop. See, there we go. We're already starting. Well, first off, congratulations on getting the job. How's it been so far for you?
Well, thanks for having me. And I just want to say I appreciate everything you guys do for Jefferson County. You know, athletics, promoting our kids, promoting our schools, everything. But it's been a great transition. I started July 1st, hit the ground running, spent a little time with Rob Bradshaw, Dr. Bradshaw, the previous athletic director, activities director, I guess I should say, at Herculaneum. In June, spent a day with him, kind of learning the ropes, getting the lay of the land, and then did a little minor things in June, and then July 1st hit the ground running with Dr. Crabtree and Mr. Stratton and Dr. Freeman at Central Office as well. And it's been great. I love the people I'm working with. I love the community. Today was actually our first day of school, so today was really my first kind of interactions with a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. The kids seem top-notch. I'm really, really excited about being in this position and, you know, the things that we can do at Dunklin R5.
There was some activity on the football side of things. New coach coming in, Cody Hunter. You yourself go by Coach Roop because you have a little background in that. But before we address Hunter and the football team, tell us a little bit about your coaching background and your education background as well.
Oh, okay. Well, as far as my education background goes, I actually am a DeSoto native. I graduated from DeSoto in 2004. Was fortunate enough to be able to go on to college. Played some football at Westminster College. Played 4 years up there. Graduated there in 2008. Then landed me back home at Grandview High School out in Hillsboro. Spent six great years out there. Loved my time out there. It was my first taste of coaching. Kind of worked my way up the ranks there. Started the junior high program. Worked with some great guys out there. Matt Beasley and I worked together. He's the head baseball coach at DeSoto now. We coached some junior high football together, worked up the ranks with Dave Stuckey, and, enjoyed my time out there. Additionally, I coached some basketball out there, did some weightlifting. And then in 2012, I had an opportunity to go to DeSoto, it was an offer I couldn't really refuse. It was a great opportunity for me and where I was in my place in my career. So I took that opportunity, interviewed there, and was moved over there to teach social studies. And Bob Thompson was the athletic director at the time at DeSoto, and he was very quick to reach out to me and say, hey, you know, we can't pay you right now, but I'd love to have you on staff. Mm-hmm. So I spent my first year over there as an assistant coach at the junior high level, ironically enough, with Matt Beasting again and John Skaggs. And then the next year I was able to get into a varsity position, coaching some D-line. Worked with Doug Baker for, gosh, 2 years, I guess, 3 years. I can't remember now. They all kind of run together now.
I bet.
worked with Coach Baker for a while. Eventually was his defensive coordinator for some time. Worked with Chris Johnson. I coached football with the DeSoto Dragons until last year. And last year I kind of stepped away from coaching because, you know, as I told a lot of people, the common question I always get when stepping in this role is, are you ready to get out of coaching? Are you going to miss it? And I tell them the same thing every time. You know, it doesn't matter if it was this year I got into administration or if it was year 30, I'm never going to not miss coaching kids. But this is still an opportunity for me to be around kids, to be around athletics, be around things I'm passionate about. In addition to being the activities director at Herculaneum, I'm the assistant principal, so I get to help coach teachers. It's a great position to be in, and I couldn't be happier to be there. It's been wonderful. In addition to coaching football, I've coached some track at DeSoto. I spent 5 years as the junior high head track coach, or boys track coach rather, and again, very fortunate to work with some great coaches there as well.
All right, wow, that's an extensive background for a 32-year-old. what piqued your interest in administration? Was it or at least in this athletic director position, was it strictly because now you still get a chance to still be interactive with kids? Was that the main focus?
Absolutely. You know, I've been very, very fortunate in the sense that I've had some great mentors through the years who were administrators, who were coaches. I go back to my Grandview years. Jarrett Tomlinson, he's now assistant superintendent at Excelsior Springs. You know, he pulled me in the office one day and said, hey, you know, why don't you look at getting your master's? Why don't you start looking towards administration a little bit? And I was like, I don't know anything about that. Maybe, I don't know. And then I started taking some classes and figured, okay, like this sounds pretty good. And then, when I was at DeSoto, I learned from some great, great administrators. Dr. Dan Hain, who's now the superintendent at Excelsior Springs, was a great mentor to me. Bob Thompson, who was the athletic director at the time when I first came to DeSoto, great mentor. I love the way he ran his programs. I love the way he worked with his coaches. So I really kind of model, what I do kind of based on what I learned from Bob. Matt Deaton, the current athletic director there, Mr. Deaton and I have a great relationship. And if I had a nickel for every time I've called him or even, Ryan Kasten or Jason Dreyer in the last month, hey, let me pick your brain for a second. And they've been great to give me feedback, give me some pointers, give me some help, kind of getting acclimated to this position. And then I just had other great administrators as well that really kind of steered me in this direction. Alex Mann, the building principal at DeSoto Junior High School. As a coach, you work a lot of long hours. She's the one woman, one person that I would never complain about how much time I spent on campus, because that woman, and if there's any DeSoto families out there, I'll tell you this right now, that woman works harder for your kids than most people, ever. She's there early, she stays late, and she's a great administrator, and I was very fortunate to learn from her and what she did, as well as her assistant Josh Phipps. So I've had some great mentors basically that really kind of helped guide me into this position.
That's very cool. I think you got a great story, and thank you for sharing it with us. Let's transition into football.
All right.
Herky hired a new head coach, Cody Hunter, Herky blood, something that I think it was important not just for him, but talking to the players during training camp, it was important for them that they got someone that understands the expectations from a Herculaneum athletics program. They understand from him, how to carry themselves to represent Herky the right way. And talking to Coach Cody Hunter as well, he's been delivering that message to a lot of those players. So what are your sort of interactions with him? What sense do you get about this new football program?
Well, fortunately for me, being this new activities director, Cody's position and my position were basically being determined by, the administration and the school board at the same time. I didn't have any, say on who the new head football coach would be. Fortunately, they picked the perfect guy for the job. Obviously, Cody and I were at DeSoto together. We coached together at the varsity level for a number of years, worked together in the same building. Cody is one of the best educators I think I've ever had the chance to work with. It is incredible how he motivates kids in the classroom, on the athletic field. He's a true unbelievable person. And when you get back to that, where you're talking about with the being a black cat, I don't know if I've met a lot of black cats in the last, 30 some odd, 40 some odd days. And, as long as I've known Cody, I knew this was something that he wanted. I knew there was something he was passionate about. And, when you think about what a black cat is, I mean, he embodies everything, the pride, the tradition, the work ethic. Cody's just an incredible human being. I'm proud to call him a friend. I'm proud to call him a colleague. He's going to do wonderful things at Herculaneum. There's no doubt about it.
And he's the right kind of guy to re-energize this program as well.
Absolutely.
When we were listening to Ludwig's conversation for Windsor about how some of the players are just kind of tired of hearing about the 1-9s and the 0-10s and that sort of thing, Herky's looking to be on the up and up as well. And it seems like Coach Hunter has got this team on the right path.
Absolutely. He came in and he set the expectations from day one. They've got some, he's a true black cat, and he's a product of those black cats, those teams that were loaded back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when Stan Helms and Bob Thompson were coaching at Herculaneum. And I think he's really trying to work hard to bring back those traditions. And, he's very big on the rich tradition that is at Herculaneum. They've got some sayings, ring the bell. They're big on, we're going to earn this every Friday night. We're going to earn what we got, and we're going to be ringing that victory bell. Something that Coach Cook did a fantastic job with the football team for a while, and he decided to step down, and I couldn't be happier having Cody as the head football coach at Herculaneum.
Week one, y'all will be at Cuba. Week two at Fredericktown. And then week three, the game between you guys and Jefferson at Herky will be a game that we broadcast here on KJF. So we're happy to have that home opener for you guys on KJF.
Great.
And what a great rival to start with.
Coach Rugley, I've known Coach Rugley. We actually went to college together at Westminster.
Okay,
Alex
nice.
has got some great things going over at Jefferson. But at the end of the day, I've still want the Black Cats to come out on top. That game is actually going to be our Hall of Fame game as well. It's going to be some pretty cool events as well. Longtime baseball coach Andy Runze is going to be inducted into the Herculaneum Hall of Fame that evening. So it's going to be a pretty special night, I think, for the Herculaneum community. He has impacted a lot of people, a lot of lives in the Herculaneum community, no doubt about it. And we're very excited to have him inducted to the Hall of Fame, and we'll have our presentation on Friday night, and then we'll have a nice dinner and induction on Saturday night.
All right, very cool. And then our second broadcast will be Herky at Grandview. That's week 6, September 28th. And by the way, that Hall of Fame game, if you will, I'm sure you're not calling it that, but we'll go ahead and go with that for now. But that's week 3, September 7th. So September 7th, September 28th, mm-hmm. Herky football on KJF.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So let's continue that conversation about football, because a kid that is known throughout the school, Jordan Duncan, had stepped away
yep.
from football last year, and now he came back. He's a senior. He's the quarterback. He had a successful season on the basketball mm-hmm. court last winter. He's probably the ideal quarterback for this sort of reboot of the Herky football program.
Absolutely. The kid, he just looks like a quarterback.
Yeah.
He is. You know, I watched him in the lunchroom today. He is, you know, the very few interactions I've had with him, he is a top-notch human being. He's a great leader. The kids want to follow him. And, you know, he does all the little things right. He's got very high character, good integrity. And, you know, what more could you ask for, you know, from a quarterback, you know,
right.
you know, the captain, you know, or not necessarily the captain, but the, you know, your field general, as a lot of people seem to say. But no, he's a fantastic kid. And I think, you know, having that renewed sense of pride in Herculaneum football is what really drew him to come back out. You know, and there's a lot of Black Cats that are coaching Black Cats now at Herculaneum. You've got
right.
obviously Cody as the head football coach. You've got Ryan Dickerman, who was another standout, standout football player from back in the early 2000s. He's coaching some football for us. You've got Bob Stiegel, who is also coaching. And then there's a number of others that have come back and are on a volunteer basis and are doing some great things. You know, and again, they're really instilling these kids that, you know, we are Herculaneum and we've got a lot to be proud of. And, you know, we're moving forward now. We're taking steps in the right direction.
Before I forget, when's homecoming for Herky football?
Homecoming is October 5th,
okay.
and that is against Crystal City.
Okay. And any plans yet that you're aware of for what the homecoming activities will be?
Well, Spirit Week's just a fun time for kids. I mean, I met with the student council sponsors yesterday, and Coach Bone and Mrs. Fitzgibbons have got some great things planned throughout the week. And I say the kids, they run a fantastic student council, and I think it's pretty much student-driven, mm-hmm. and they've already got some ideas for Spirit Week, the theme days, the pep rally, pep assembly. Thursday on the 4th of October will be our homecoming parade that'll start at St. Thomas Middle School, work its way down Joachim Avenue, and end up on the fairgrounds down there. So we're looking forward to that. And then a big W on Friday night, the 5th, against our rival down the street here, Crystal City.
Right. All right, should be fun. And what's your... I mean, I'm sure you've probably visited a couple of football training camps. I don't know when they start practicing. My guess is probably very soon with a jamboree tomorrow. But have you got the sense that things are going to turn around for this Herky football team?
Absolutely. You know, and I've made it a point to try to be visible at a lot of practices, stop by. And I tell you what, I love the energy I'm seeing out of these kids. They're hooping, they're hollering. You know, as a former coach, it's things I want to see. You know, mm-hmm. I wanted to see out of my kids. They're flying around with the football. They're celebrating successes. They're picking each other up. You know, it's fun to watch practice, and it's I've got a beautiful view right outside my office, no more than 50 yards. I get to watch them practice every afternoon, and I love just watching those kids fly around. You know, and they, you know, the, one of the sayings that Coach Hunter and his staff have established this year is hustle, hit, never quit, and I'm seeing a heck of a lot of that this year.
All right, very well. Now, cross country, boy, what a program, right? Now have put yourself into running a little bit as the activities director, as you call yourself. But yeah. I want to save cross country for a little bit later as well, because we could probably talk.
I don't know if we're going to have enough radio time for cross country.
Yeah.
We could talk until the cows come home.
So let's first talk about softball and volleyball and sort of the discussions you've had with both those head coaches, Amy Winehouse and Audrey Mehta.
I actually got a chance to meet Audrey back, Coach Mehta back in June. When that day I came up and worked with Dr. Bradshaw, and right from the get-go, the first time I met her, I could tell I was super impressed with her. She's a very organized coach, very structured, and I was just kind of watching, just kind of feeling out, what she was doing during summertime with her kids, and I was loving what I was seeing. They graduated about 7 seniors this year. So it's going to be a rebuilding year for the Cats, but that doesn't mean that Coach Mehta doesn't have any less expectations for them. A couple kids that come to mind, Emily Schultz, she'll be running the center of the court as the setter, along with Taylor Metcalf in their 6-2 offense. Tori Gonzalez will return to play as the libero. And, they've got some great younger kids that are coming up, and they're in a rebuild year, but I wouldn't even call it that. I mean, they're a true program where they're just not so rebuilding, but reloading.
Right.
And Coach Mehta's done a fantastic job for a number of years here. I'm very impressed with her. Her coaching staff consists of her, obviously, and then Nikki Coleman has joined her staff. She's an off-staff volunteer coach. Or not volunteer coach, but an off-staff coach that joined us, and she's a new JV coach, and she's full of enthusiasm and energy as well. I think that they've got some good things going, and I think that, regardless of, they always say, we graduated so many seniors, whatever, I think that she's still got very high expectations, and I'm excited to see what Herculaneum Volleyball puts on the floor this fall.
And back-to-back 20-plus win seasons.
Absolutely.
I mean, despite not being able to, get that district championship, which, by the way, is a very tough district, which you might not be a part of the same one because they're reshuffling everything.
And we'll find out tomorrow.
Find out tomorrow, exactly. Mm-hmm. But 20-plus win seasons is certainly something for this program to continue building on.
Yep. Yeah, I know, having a few discussions with Coach, she anticipates, that they should be, 500 or better. And, coming off 20-win seasons, that's the kids are going to come out and they're going to expect to win, which I think is huge. They're going to expect to fill those shoes and to do great things. So I couldn't be more excited to watch. And again, like I said earlier, I'm really excited to see what Herculaneum Volleyball is going to put on the floor this year.
And before we take a break here, John, softball for Herky.
Softball, yeah. Coach Winehouse, she's how many years she's been here? She came through us from Willow. And, again, I apologize for not knowing all those things. Again, I'm only 40 days in, so I'm still learning kids' names, and I'm still trying to, remember information about Coach. But Coach Winehouse, I met with her quite a bit, and we do a lot of she just popped in today about some things, and we have a really good working relationship. She's got four seniors, Angelica Wooten, who's been a four-year starter at first base. She was their team-voted defensive player of the year last year. Again, a terrific kid. And, I'll kind of change gears here for a second. I was entering MSHA eligibility rosters was that end of last week? And, part of that process is doing grade checks. And I'll tell you what, I was very impressed with our students' grades. They are student athletes. And, looking at my notes here, just looking at Angelica, she's a member of the National Honor Society. She was academic All-State, and that kind of runs true with all of our athletes. I mean, it was very refreshing to see how good these students are in the classroom. I'm a big believer that we are student athletes and we are students first. And it's great. It makes our job really easy as athletic director, as administrator, as coaches to do good things when you've got great kids in place. But anyway, getting back to softball, yeah, besides from aside from Angelica, Saretta Smith's a 3-year starter in the outfield. She was voted most improved in 2017. Was the second teamer on the all district team. Caitlin Walker, another 4-year starter. Ashley Hahn, another 4-year starter. I mean, so you look right there, that's 4 kids right there that have a lot of varsity experience. So that's something very positive to build on. In the junior class, Emma Vaughn, a 3-year starter, second team all district in 2017. Ashley Kroom, another 2-year starter. She's actually our catcher. And Skylar Johnston, who joined the team last year as a sophomore, and very hardworking and continues to improve day in and day out. But, I look for good things out of our softball program. They've been hitting it hard just like everybody else. And I know that Coach Winehouse and Coach Austin have very high expectations for them. And, I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing so far.
We'll go ahead and take a break here, John. And when we come back, we'll talk about that boys and girls cross-country team, the program, the expectations for this year. We'll dive into the pedigree of this Herky cross-country program as well. And then we'll touch a little bit on the winter and spring sports and just wrap it up with social media accounts for you guys. And, again, we'll just regurgitate some of the football information for those that are listening. So we'll do all that coming up here in just a few minutes on KJ Sports Talk. It's 4:39. Matt Greenwood back with KJEV Sports Talk, and we're happy to continue our conversation here with Herculaneum Athletic Director Jonathan Roop, Coach Roop, John Roop. He goes by many names. Let's go ahead, though, and pick up our conversation where we left off, and that is talking about cross-country. This Herculaneum program has been fantastic over the last 14 years. Top 4 finishes for both programs.
Yep.
Boys cross-country finishing 3rd last year. And the girls' cross-country team finishing runner-up behind Festus. You go into that resume, and then 4th place for girls' cross-country for Herky back in 2016, 2 second-place finishes the 2 years prior to that. Boys' cross-country was in 2nd place back in 2015, 3rd in 2014. So, as I mentioned, 4 top 4 finishes the last 14 years for the boys' and girls' cross-country program. And they are led by Kyle Davis, and now Athletic Director John Roop gets a chance to overlook that program. Your thoughts since you've come on board and seen them a bit?
Just unbelievably impressed. You talk about a program that is, you know, I hate to use the word dynasty. I use that very sparingly. But, mm-hmm. When you think about dynasties, you know, they make up every element, every component of what you think a dynasty is. They're competing for a state championship every single year. And that's a credit to the coaches and especially the kids. The amount of work those kids put in around around the clock, around year round, they do fantastic things. Those kids, I remember being driving through Herculaneum, just out with my wife and my kids, back last winter, and by golly, here you go. You see a bunch of kids running in candy stripe shorts and red and
right.
black, and there's virtually snow on the ground, and those kids, they know what it takes. Coach Davis, you even go back to Coach Ryan Kasten and Jim Kasten, they set that expectation years ago, and it is a true program. It's impressive to watch. They are a well-oiled machine, and I feel very fortunate that I get to be a part of a very small part. I mean, I think I schedule their buses and schedule some meets, and they do most of that work anyway. So I feel very fortunate that I get to work with Coach Davis.
And, since you've had a chance to kind of grow up in this area, that it is very hard to remain consistent, not just in one sport alone, a lot of sports, but Herky certainly has found that one sport that fits them best, and that is cross country.
Oh, we've got a load of runners. They've set the expectations very high year in and year out. Right now, you kind of touched on earlier, we're waiting to see where we fall. We'll find out tomorrow where we fall in the grand scheme of things with districts, whether or not we'll be class 2 or class 3.
Mm-hmm.
In the previous years, we've been the smallest class 3 school competing in Class 3, and it doesn't matter. Our kids, I don't think it matters to them. Put them up against anybody, and they're going to go out and they're going to compete, and they're going to work their tails off and put themselves in a position to be successful.
A couple of runners that really made an impact this past fall, I should say, fall 2017, Nautica Strickland finished third, Emily Inghauser finishing fifth, Loki Kortner 14th for the boys' side, Jonathan Kaufman 21st, Jacob Arnold 26th, and Laura Maddox, by the way, 28th for girls. So that's three athletes there on each side in the top 28 for boys and girls cross country.
Yeah, it's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Now that you've had a chance to speak with Kyle Davis, what stands out about who he is?
You know, given the success he's had, he might be the most humble, down-to-earth coach I think I've ever been around. He comes in, does his job, always asking me what he can do better. You know, and it's refreshing. You know, a lot of coaches that would be in, you know, have that track record being the position he's in right now, they'd be acting a lot differently. But Coach Davis, hats off to him. You know, he is a workaholic. He is here, you know, most mornings at 6 a.m. with those kids, and I've just been unbelievably impressed with him. He runs a great program, and we have some great assistant coaches as well, you know, and this is the kind of guy he is. When I asked him, you know, to tell me some things, and I kind of, you know, to fill me in on some things for this season, expectations and whatnot, you know, he's the first guy to hand, you know, the baton off to somebody else and give credit to someone else. He gave a lot of credit to, you know, Riley Blair, to Emily Inghauser's mom. She's another one of our cross-country coaches. Jennifer Aubuchon, she's joining us this year. She's a first-year teacher. She's going to be our assistant girls coach. And then we've got, again, as I said earlier, some fantastic volunteers. And Jim Kasten, who, you know, has forgotten more about cross-country and running than most people ever know. And and then lastly, Caitlin Fisher, who is an all-SEC runner, a Mizzou alum, a Mizzou graduate, and obviously a Herculaneum graduate. So it's nice having someone that has that experience, that's, you know, that can relate to the kids well, to have them at practice every day. And, again, as loaded as our kids are, our coaching staff is pretty loaded as well.
Well, I'm reading your face, and that's why I like having, you know, ADs in here, as we get a chance to see the body language. And I know people listening can't see that, but, yeah, you're completely stunned by just by how amazing this program is. I imagine Coach Kyle Davis is gushing at the opportunity to have another top four finish, if not a championship this year.
Well, you know, gushing, I don't know if I'd use that word, but he like I said, he's so humble. And I asked him, you know, what are some of your, you know, how's practice going? So far, so good. You know, not really going crazy with it. Trying to stay patient. You know, trying to fight this heat. You know, and this humidity that we battle in August and even September. But he's just, everything's going good. You know, he's very humble, and again, I feel very fortunate to be working with him. And you know, you named all these kids, and I guess again, I feel very fortunate because now I'm working with these kids as well. When I was coaching junior high track at DeSoto, by golly, these kids were giving me headaches. I'm trying to find ways to get our kids in position to beat them in the 4x8 and the 32 and the 16. And thank God, you know, I guess if you can't beat them, you got to join them. So I feel very fortunate that, it's cool to watch some of these kids. You mentioned Loki Kortner. I remember watching that kid as a seventh grader and an eighth grader just, you know, winning races by, you know, 75 meters. Same thing with Jonathan Kaufman. Nautica Strickland is in position to be, she's in position to be the first girl ever to win the JCA conference 4 years in a row. So
wow.
That's pretty impressive. And that's, you know, and that's, again, you think about who's in our conference. You've got Festus, you've got, you know, DeSoto's got some great things going. And it's, this conference is loaded with talented cross country athletes. And to be able to hang your hat on that she could potentially be, and I don't want to set the expectations too high for her, but
believe me, she's already done that.
She's already done that, yeah. Okay, so you talked to her. Okay, good.
Well, no, I just assume that, you know, when you've done it 3 years in a row, you're like, all right, number four, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's an incredible feat. Again, you look at the products that Festus and Herculaneum and DeSoto will put out there every single year, and as well as Windsor and the other conference schools, it's impressive. That's a very impressive stat.
Well, John, we've got about 6 minutes left here in the program, so we'll have to hurry up a little bit. I do apologize on some of these other athletics. Wrestling, You've also got girls and boys track and field coming up in the spring. But let's get to some of the winter sports first real fast. Girls and boys basketball. Girls basketball, 22-win season last year, 18 the year prior, 17 the year prior to that. So obviously some consistency there under Coach Blair. And then Jarvis for boys basketball, trying to get that program or trying to get the basketball team to sort of turn things around a little bit. So let's address those winter sports, wrestling, girls basketball, and boys basketball real quick.
Well, the girls basketball, again, they're coming off their second-best season in school history. They were 22-4 last year. Again, hats off to those graduates, you know, that those seven girls that I think I mentioned for volleyball or so that they graduated. But again, now it's kind of a rebuilding year. But, again, not necessarily rebuilding, but reloading. They did graduate four starters. The point guard is returning, Taylor Metcalf. And then the only lone senior is Angelica Wooten. And again, they put up some good numbers. In the last 3 years combined, they've been 61-19. And again, as I mentioned earlier with the other coaches, Coach Blair is no different. He's going to set the expectations high, and he expects them to be competing for a conference, you know, conference title, district title, again this year, just like they were last year.
Boys basketball, you've gotten a chance to invest some time in them. What are they looking like this year?
They've got two returning starters. I'm going to have to think for a second here. Junior Jordan Duncan, he's also, again, out playing quarterback for us, and okay. He's a dynamite little shortstop and pitcher. And then senior Blake Leathers, are their only two returning starters right now. Senior Marino Reagan, Austin Houston, who is probably going to be the
football player. Yeah,
yeah, he's going to be our tailback or F or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Tyler Rudder, Grant McCullough, and Josh Moreland. So we've got some good young kids coming up. And I should probably touch on this. You know, one of the reasons I really look to see not only football excel this fall and in the years moving forward in basketball, and that's because of the work these kids are putting in the weight room. I probably should have said that from the get-go. It's impressive to see the kids and their work ethic and how it's kind of transformed this summer in the weight room. And I love our weight room. You know, I came from a weight room that was beautiful, pristine, and state of the art. And I kind of like our Herky weight room. It's in a basement. It's dark. It's, you know, I love the sound of the weights clanging together. And it's cool to see how strong these kids are getting just in a matter of a summertime.
Right.
And that's hats off to Coach Jarvis and Coach Hunter as well. You know, they're putting in a lot of hours in the summertime. And again, our other programs as well, they're encouraging their athletes to get in the weight room. And, you know, there's no coincidence about it. Make no bones about it. You know, if you're in the weight room, that's good for injury prevention. That's good for, you know, getting bigger, faster, stronger. And that translates into wins. So I think our kids are really buying into that. But getting back to basketball, you know, they've got some big shoes to fill in boys basketball, but I think that they're gonna be just fine. We've got some good guys. We've got two great coaches, Coach Buddy and the assistant coach, JV coach, and Coach Jason Jarvis are doing fantastic things. And you know, they had a lot of open gyms, and I think, you know, they were averaging anywhere from 12 to 15 kids most nights in the summertime in open gym. And you know, when you're doing that, you know, things are gonna start turning around very quickly.
All right, now we're down to 2.5 minutes. Sorry to put the pressure on you.
It's
but
all good.
Wrestling, golf, and then the last thing would be track and field and baseball.
All right, well, I'll start with baseball. They've got seven returning starters, so, I mean, right off the bat, you think that's a good thing. And, again, I'm very fortunate that I've got Zach Bone as my head baseball coach. I mean, again, I couldn't be happier with where I'm sitting right now in terms of our coaching staffs. They've got, seven returning starters, all-conference, you know, pitcher, infielder, Jordan Duncan, Jason Harden, again, being an honorable mention catcher, Cole Myers. So we've got some good things coming back there. As far as golf goes, they're going to look to build, you know, on just the success they've had, the small success that they've had in the last few years. So I know Coach Shell is doing some great things there, and I'm excited for those kids and the opportunity to play golf. As far as track goes, I'll try to get through this as quick as possible. Again, a lot of kids we already talked about. Nautica Strickland, you know, was All-State in a 32. Unfortunately, last year, Emily Inghauser, she was hurt most of the last track season. But I know Coach Cook anticipates big things out of her in the 32 and the 4x8. We've got some dynamite young throwers, Josh Moreland and Nick Miles, who are 45-foot throwers in the shot right now. And I expect some big things out of them. Deanna Harvey as well. And then, of course, on the running side and the boys' side, you've got Jacob Arnold, hard worker, was all-stater in the 4x8. Jonathan Kaufman was an all-stater in the 16 and the 4x8. And, you know, I think Missouri or MoMile.com, who kind of does a lot of the running events for Missouri, they've already marked him as one of the juniors to watch this year. So I know Jonathan, cool. Again, like I said about Jordan earlier, top-notch kid. You know, honors type kid in all those advanced classes, things of that nature. And we got several young kids, you know, coming along that are going to be doing some great things for us. So,
all right.
Go on. Sorry.
Sorry, we got about 30 seconds left. So, in the spirit of school, if you will, give us a grade on the potential for Herculaneum Athletics this year.
I'm A plus. I set the bar. Okay. I'm setting the bar high. A plus, no doubt about it. And again, we've got a great community behind us. We just passed Prop S, which is going to be huge for our elementary campus, and doing some much needed upgrades in terms of safety for our kids, getting all the kids under one roof. And very happy that our community was rallying behind us and helping us get that going.
All right, Black Hat Updates, the place to go on Twitter for people to get all the information they need.
There's several. I'll mention real quick if we got time. Black Hat Updates with a capital B for Black Hat and capital U for updates. Black Hat Matt with a capital B. That's Matt Lichtenstein. He's our communications director at Herculaneum, or the Dunklin R5 School District. Our Facebook page is Dunklin R5 School District, if you search that. And then my Twitter handle is JRoop AD. So I love to get on there and promote our kids, our coaches. I think it's a great thing. The kids love it, and you know, they deserve it. They're out there working their tails off, and again, I'm just very fortunate to be in the position I am, and very excited. I can't wait to see what this year has in store for us.
John Roop, thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
That is John Roop, Athletic Director for Herculaneum, joining us here on KJAZ Sports Talk. And Sports Talk tomorrow will feature St. Pius Athletic Director Tilden Watson, as well as St. Pius Volleyball Coach Shannon Leftridge.
Join us for Purple with a Purpose Saturday, September 22nd. Hi, this is Kim.